Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101.
I'm on my radio show.
Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome everyone to another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the Dean and Founder of Directions University at directionsu.com, calling to you live from Bonita Springs, Florida this week. And hang on, I got to get Rhonda. It is another wonderful, sunny, beautiful day here in Bonita Springs. And I am so grateful to have my wonderful friend and co-host, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady herself, on with us today. Hello, Miss Rhonda.
Well, hello, Gina, and hello to everybody. It is a positively beautiful day in the Ozarks here as well. It's cool enough to be comfortable and sunny and bright, so it feels really good. And, boy, life is great.
Oh, that's awesome. You're not getting stuck with all that rain that I hear they're getting up in the Midwest?
No, that's north of us, I believe, at the moment anyway. So.
Oh, thank goodness.
Thank goodness. We've got already our lake is really, really high over here. The trees are still half underwater.
Oh, boy.
It's kind of crazy over here.
we're not as bad as
the poor folks in Louisiana and other places, though.
Well, I have really seen some yucky weather all over the country, so I'm very grateful to be in nice weather myself.
Yes, me too.
It's a little overcast today. We finally have been starting to get some rain down here. Since I got here in mid-February, we really have had practically no rain. And it's been so bad that we literally have a 40,000-acre fire burning maybe 10 miles from us.
Oh, wow.
But now that we've started getting some rain, I get a call yesterday from my mom telling me that my aunt, who lives here in Naples, Florida, we had a really bad set of storms over the weekend. And her house got hit by lightning, and it blew out her computer and her modem and all kinds of technical stuff in her house. So, you know, it's feast or famine. You go from so dry that you have fires to so stormy that you get your house hit by lightning. My goodness, can't there be a middle ground? Nice, good, soaking rain without all of the icky stuff with lightning?
Yeah, I agree with that. It's some kind of balance. There's definitely lots of weirdness happening, and so hopefully we humans can learn how to provide some balance, because it just seems crazy that all those people in Louisiana, there's thousands of acres of farmland that are just flooded, and yet there's fires in Florida and other places, Colorado.
Yeah, exactly. You know, just really strange stuff in our world today.
That's absolutely right. And so the only cure for that is to keep yourself with a positive, abundant mindset. And really, as you start to have relationships with the elements that are around you, amazing things happen. I went out the other day. I went outside to check on the chicken coop because we had such a horrendously hard wind. And I thought, oh, boy, I better double check and make sure the lid's on the food container that we have for them and make sure the window's closed and things like that. And I walked out and I said, well, hello, wind. You're certainly blowing strong today. Any chance you'd back it off just a little? And all of a sudden the wind went from whoosh, whoosh, whoosh to nothing.
Oh, my goodness. How cool is that?
Thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, I understand you want to be heard, so just quietly and we'll hear you. You know, so it was pretty funny and very much instantly how that happened.
Wow, pretty nifty. Well, I am so glad that you were able to take over the radio show last week while I was traveling. I tell you, it's been a whirlwind couple of weeks for me, and this week I'm not sure if I'm happy or sad. I should have been out in L.A. for the Speakers and Authors Networking Guild event this week, SANG, hosted it by my good friend Larry Benet. But after the last 2 weeks, I just couldn't, 2.5 weeks, I just could not hop on a plane and go to one more event this week. Just couldn't make myself do it.
I can understand that. The events are very taxing when you're out there giving the way that you and I do and serving people at events. I know I'm just always wiped after them, and I'm not into that many people all at once. I mean, I love people, but, you know, smaller doses usually. So I can.
Yeah, and I mean, I did 3 back-to-back, one after another, and to do 4, I just couldn't do another one.
Right. Yeah, I can understand that.
So what are we going to talk about on the show today, Rhonda?
Well, you know what? I was so excited that you were coming back after all of this wonderful new techniques in conversions and sales and different things. And I have been listening to what people are talking about on calls with your students and with my students and things I'm seeing people in comments on the blogs and different stuff that's coming up. And what I'm getting from people is they're having experiencing kind of a disconnect with the whole idea of serving and selling. And that's deeply, deeply rooted with people. Yeah, absolutely. And so I thought, well, what a perfect time. You've just come back from your Speaker's Empire training that you were taking, and you know, all these events and experiences that we can talk about just from very, very recent memory, and to really help people to understand the how serving and selling or sales conversions really converge in a powerful way, and how to make that work for you so that you can earn and make great things happen for in your life and make your dreams come true and serve the people you want to serve. So I think that's a big, juicy topic, and we can wrap ourselves around it probably several times, but certainly today will be one of them.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, you and I are people who are out at events all the time. And so often, one of the comments that I hear when I'm at an event is, well, you know, I hear about the serving versus selling stuff, but, you know, I'm just here to make money. And you see these speakers on who get on their stages, and it was really obvious a couple weeks ago with Ultimate Traffic Tactics that you and I saw one another at in Atlanta. The speakers who were there who really just did a pitch from the stage, not one of them sold a thing.
Uh-huh.
On the other hand, those who really delivered value, who really served the audience well from the stage, those were the people that were really making the sales.
Yep.
And a number of people have commented to me that the networking at Ultimate Traffic Tactics wasn't really that great, that they walked out of there without cutting any JV deals. I don't know about you, Rhonda. I didn't have any trouble cutting tons of JV deals at that event. How about you?
No, I didn't have any trouble whatsoever, but I, of course, latched myself on to the people that are serving, and it was really funny because I actually got to introduce you to somebody for once. You know, usually you know everybody.
Right.
But I'm talking about you.
Very, very obvious the difference in the way they were out there trying to do JVs and the way you and I were out there doing JVs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were walking up to people. I bet 7 or 8 people walked up to me at Ultimate Traffic Tactics. I didn't know them from Adam. And they walked up, oh, hi, I'm so-and-so, want to do a JV. No, I don't want to do a JV. Thank you, goodbye.
Oh, I hate that. That drives me nuts.
I hate that, too. And they walked away empty-handed. I don't think I walked up to a single person and said, hi, I'm Gina. You want a JV? In fact, I don't think I asked anybody if they wanted the JV. I simply walked up to people and said, hi, I'm Gina. What's your name? So what do you do in your business? Oh, really, that's pretty cool. Tell me more about that. And as we would talk, the JVs would kind of unfold in front of our eyes. And I was giving advice to them. They were giving suggestions to me. I heard you do the same thing over and over again. And it's just a very different way of doing things. You're not going there with the intention of asking every person if they would JV with you, because you're going to walk away empty-handed. Just go there, be authentic, be real, mm-hmm. and go with the idea of serving each and every person you connect with. If you can touch every person's life that you interact with, mm-hmm. not expecting to get money in return, the money will follow. It happens every time, doesn't it?
You know, it really does. And the closest thing that I ever did at that event to the, you know, the "I want a JV" type of thing, and I didn't certainly do that, but the closest to that was when I met Nick Peel, who is Mr. FBX, and he will be on our show sometime soon. And I said, "I've heard that you have done some astounding things with Facebook, and if I'm, you know," so I just kind of opened the conversation with that. Well, who isn't going to just beam ear to ear when you tell them that they're awesome is the first thing that you say?
Yep.
<You know? laughs> And even I had not ever met him, but I heard of his miraculous results. And so by leading with that, things just opened up, and all I said was, "Can we perhaps talk? I think we might be able to serve each other," because he was getting ready to go on stage. So we talked afterwards, and oh my gosh, all kinds of amazing things. This is going to mean huge, huge numbers and huge amount of service for both of our business, because we're going to play in the same sandbox together. And I, of course, told him about you, and we're all three of us going to play in the same sandbox together, I'm quite sure. And so it's all going with that notion that I'm not going to be going with a grab hand. I'm going to go with an open palms up hand into every situation. When you really think about it, a palms up pose, if you simply sit or stand where you are right now and you just open up your hand so that your palms are facing the sky or the ceiling, that puts you into a place of receptivity. Before you ever network or go to an event or get onto a call or whatever it is where you think there could be some deals done, just simply open your hands and be in that place of receptivity and be in service of the moment, because that is when that you can turn the opportunities into sales and into having that serving and selling all be combined in such positive ways.
Absolutely. And last week I was at Speaking Empire. Good friends Dave Van Hoos and his partner Dustin put on an amazingly incredible event. Oh my goodness, that was such a great event. Probably one of the all-time best that I have ever been to. And Dave has a really great story. Comes from a sports medicine background. He used to train football players professionally in the NFL. He's trained teams that have been in the Super Bowl and won the Super Bowl. He's got a great big Super Bowl ring to prove it. And during his football career, he was injured and broke his back, ended up in a wheelchair, paraplegic, and had a major back surgery, kind of like I did, that put a big cage in his back. And after that, was finally able to regain the ability to walk and get the feeling back in his legs. And he really kind of turned his life around from that point forward. Today, he has this speaking empire where he trains people to speak from the stage. And over again, when he would get up, he would be talking about really delivering value from the stage and really serving the people in the audience. And he would tell you outright that he can literally sell anything to anybody. And the reason he can do that is because he doesn't try to sell them something, but because instead he really tries to deliver value. He really tries to make a difference. He's able to sell anything he wants pretty darned easily. Over and over again, he showed examples of that live that week. He had, I can't even count how many people that he had up on his stage from that week, who were all people who are well-known speakers. They weren't there on the schedule in advance. It wasn't like he had all these speakers scheduled. This was like a workshop or boot camp. There were a couple of people who were supposed to have spoken at the event. But Dave attracts the former students to come back and pick up a tip here and there. So really great names like Ted Thomas, for example, well-known guy in the direct marketing business. They just happened to be at the event just to connect and see if they picked up any tips. And every single one of them, Dave would go up and say, oh, my goodness, I didn't know you were going to be here. Would you mind giving value to our audience? And they would then get up and do a 1 to 1.5 hour presentation helping to show the audience exactly how to give value from the stage. So every night of the three-day event, we went well past the 6 p.m. time that the schedule said we were going to cut off.
Right.
Just because there were all these extra people that happened to be there. But by the end of that weekend, I was so blown away by the number of sales that Dave and Dustin had made at between $10,000 and $50,000 each. And the secret of getting $10,000 to $50,000 sales over and over and over and over, and I'm not exaggerating here, Rhonda, more than half the audience spent between $10,000 and $50,000 before the end of that event.
Wow.
And it happened because there was so much value being delivered from that stage. Mm-hmm. It was really awesome and amazing to see.
Mm-hmm.
The people who were there attending, interested in being speakers themselves, they were there because they were mostly service-oriented professionals. People who were doctors and lawyers and other people in service-oriented professions who were really tired of continuing to work as hard as they were, work as many hours as they were, and instead wanted to use their expertise to make money as a public speaker. All of them thought that the way that you would do that is that you would go and get yourself speaking engagements and you would get paid to speak from the stage. They were all really amazed that that's not really how it works, that instead where your money comes from isn't getting a $3,000 to $10,000 speaking engagement fee. It's instead getting up at the front of the stage and selling some product of your own, a coaching program, a live event, or whatever, and that's really where the money is when it comes to speaking. And so by the end of the weekend, these people had taken some major aha moments away with them, going, oh, now I get what I'm supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And many of them are then going back home to start their own businesses where they're then going out and delivering value, creating very loyal audiences that throw tens of thousands of dollars at them too. And, you know, it really made me go, wow, I can only imagine how many lives Dave and Dustin have touched through their business.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're really showing people how to serve instead of how to sell. And for every person that they touch, that person then goes out and touches hundreds of thousands of people as well. And it becomes a self-perpetuating thing, right? I touch 10 people who touch 10 people who touch 10 people who touch 10 people. Before you know it, it doesn't take very long to touch every person on this planet.
That's absolutely right. One person can touch everybody, and it's by being extremely local in what you do. In other words, you don't have to, you know, do airdrops of whatever information to people all over the world. You just have to touch key influencers, and you're able to.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the conversations that I had last week was talking to a guy who has had a really, really successful business for many years. He was a guy that late in his teenage years, he was 19 years old, when he got arrested for being part of a ring of people who were stealing cars. Ended up getting incarcerated. When he got out of jail 3 years later, he started trying to figure out what he was going to do with his life. And he tried a number of different things before he learned about real estate investing. And he says that he was too stupid to try anything other than the step-by-step method in this one book. He just had to follow what it said to do because he didn't know any better. And it worked, and he really got good results. Well, he went on to create a real estate educational business of his own that in 2007 did $250 million. He took his company public in the early 2000s, and when, think about 5 years ago, when the SEC and the Department of Justice came into his world and nearly shut him down, because his company was public, the board of directors asked him to leave the company just to help get this investigation over with. Well, that really, really caused him to have a major, major nervous breakdown. So 3 years ago, he went off to Hawaii and started studying with spiritual leaders. He was in a spiritual retreat center, and it made him reflect back on his entire life. His name is Russ Whitney, by the way. Made him reflect back on his life and really start thinking about things in a different way. So he's out getting ready to launch business number two that he hopes to bring to $1 billion. And business number two is called the Life Wealth Alliance. I was talking with his CEO, and the conversation was about people today. People today really don't want to be sold to. Maybe back in the 80s and the 90s, hype-filled sales pitches were a good thing. But especially after 9/11, people don't want that anymore. They really want to work with people they like. They really want to work with people who can change their lives. They're coming from a more spiritual place, a place of abundance, more so than ever before in history. Those who have businesses are very quickly starting to realize how important it is to really touch lives, not just sell products. And so there's really almost a movement today of what I would call heart-based marketers or heart-based marketing.
Right.
Around this whole idea of not going out and selling your stuff just because you can, not being okay with just taking people's money because you can,
right,
but
right.
Really coming from a place of heart or spirit in a way that really makes a difference, knowing that if you strategically have the monetization pieces in place, that as long as you're giving value, coming from a place of heart-centeredness and spirit, that the money will follow each and every time. And they've spent a lot of money, the Whitney Educational Group has spent a lot of money looking at this. As Russ has gone on to become the founder of this Life Wealth Alliance, he's actually studied this. And they're seeing that more than 90% of the population worldwide is really responding better to people who touch their lives rather than people who sell them something. That's a pretty big number, 90%
wow.
of the people worldwide.
Wow, that is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely amazing. And I do have an example of this whole thing. It came up recently. It's really funny. I get a lot of comments on Facebook to my blog posts and to various things that I post. Well, I sent an email to my subscribers and customers and also turned it into a blog post about a product that our friend Rhonda Court has. Rhonda Court has been on our show a couple of times.
She sure has.
Phenomenal, phenomenal product about how you can turn your expertise into earning four figures an hour, and you will find that if you'd like to check it out and see how giving and serving she is. You can see it at profitablestorytelling.com/four figures, the number four. But anyway, so I had written this post, and I put it up, and somebody that I knew from before my life in doing things online, a massage therapist who's a friend of mine who lives in Denver, wrote and said, "Do you really know this person? Have you really seen her product?" And it was so funny. I said, "Well, yeah, everything I said in my blog post was true. I even posted a picture of her and me together because we have met, and people are so jaded sometimes that they need to really see. Do you really know them?" And a lot of times if I say my friend so-and-so, I'll say, "Yeah, we really are friends. Here's a picture." Or I'll say, "Yeah, we've met several times," or "we have this in common," or whatever, because people are wanting to have more sense of a relationship and not be sold to. So that's why I was bringing up that story. And so I showed her that, and then somebody else chimed in and said, oh, yeah, I know Rhonda Kaur. She's fabulous. I've bought stuff from her before. It was like somebody else sort of edifying her because of somebody's kind of questioning whether she was on the up and up or not.
Wow.
Funny how those things happen, but it's really true that people want transparency and they want to have, they don't want to be sold to, they want to be served. And even though everything that I wrote was you know, definitely serving, there still can be some skepticism because people want to know and be assured that they're going to be served.
Yes. It's really important, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So somebody who's just getting started in a business is probably going, wait a minute, I don't get it. That's not what everybody else tells me I have to do.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody else tells you, well, you know, you put stuff online and you find a market for it and, you know, you can make all this money from an ebook or all these different things that are out there. And so it can be really confusing. And the way that you and I teach, it's really cool how in alignment we are, and because we kind of, you know, did things separately before we started working together, and we're so much in alignment, but yet we're so different from everybody else. And so that's why it can be confusing for people, right?
Yes. Exactly. Well, you are probably one of the masters at this whole idea of serving. We've talked a little bit already about why it's important to serve instead of sell. But maybe we could give some more definition to the how-to. How does this work? I mean, how do you really turn serving into selling at the same time?
Well, I actually have a process that I can share on the call, if that's okay with you, that will help people understand this.
That'd be great.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to share a story of something that happened yesterday, and I'm going to then also share a process. I got
Go
a
ahead.
Call... unplanned, you know, in other words, that wasn't scheduled, from our friend Hugh Simpson in Atlanta. And I met Hugh through you, but he's my friend now, which is kind of cool, you know. Anyway, so I got a call from Hugh, and Hugh says, well, I'm in the room with a couple of other people, one of whom was the person in charge of the brand licensing for Coca-Cola with the last Olympics. In other words, all of those pins and hats and all of those Olympics Coca-Cola merchandise things, all of that, he's responsible for that.
Mm.
Okay. I'm going to get him on our show. I already asked
okay.
him. He's coming. He'll be great. Anyway, so he's also done that for Newell Rubbermaid, but more people, I think, would be aware of the Coca-Cola stuff. So Pete is coming out with a new program, and Hugh said, I wanted to ask you about a couple of the WordPress things that you use. I love your blog, and I've heard you talk about blah, blah, blah. And, okay, so, sure, I answered his question, and he was asking about a contest. And I said, well, I want to hear more about what Pete's doing with this, because I'm kind of intrigued and a little confused at the same time. So, because what I was wanting to know is, well, how can the, you know, the smaller business owner who is not shaking hands with Coca-Cola people every day, going to be able to apply what he teaches? And he goes, that's exactly what my program's about. So just that curiosity and asking him what he's doing. And, yeah, I took care of the immediate issues that they had, but also showing the curiosity. And along with the curiosity, which is kind of the step one, is the step two of being really open and looking for the question in my mind is always, how can I serve this person and make his goals and dreams happen? Because I know that when I do that for enough people, I know I'm taken care of. I don't have to keep score. I don't have to do a tit-for-tat card. Well, I did this, so you have to do that back for me or any of that. But I just know, going in with that, how can I serve you, as the main question in my mind, always brings amazing things. Well, so by the end of the conversation, it came clear, first of all, I showed him where he had several big, like, Grand Canyon-sized holes in his profit funnel.
Mm-hmm.
And I showed him how to fill that without having to become, like, a full-time coach or whatever. So he was excited about that because it helped him add a zero to what he was going to earn from his launch, you know, at least by that. And it also turns out that he has not written a book. And we got to talking about doing this brand merchandising for, like, for charitable things. And I mentioned my peace book, and he's like, well, we could take that, you know, that book and work that into an event and into other things. So in any case, this is going to be another one of those very multi-layered deals where we can all serve each other, play in the same sandbox, help each other achieve our goals and reach more people and be more effective simply by sharing the native skills and talents that we have with each other and with each other's audiences.
Nice.
So why I shared that story, and I also started to share a process. So that first one is being curious about people. Anyone who is really good at sales tends to be very curious about people. Now, sometimes they're doing it because they're trying to get into your pockets, but sometimes they're doing it, and in the way you want to do it, is to be curious so that you are opening yourself up to that person and to really being present with them. Okay? So the curiosity, the second step was the openness, and that being open to whatever was going to happen and just kind of going with the flow, right? The third piece was asking that question, how can I serve this person, knowing that goodness will come back to me by being of service, not in a tit-for-tat way, but just knowing it's fun that way. And then the fourth part is being present. In other words, listening really well, being in the present moment, not thinking of, well, how can I get them to do something for me or how can I get them to buy my stuff, but really simply being present. And so those are the elements that I would say as far as how you make this stuff happen. You can go into any event, any phone call, any situation that happens in the line at the grocery store or whatever, with that same little four steps of the curiosity, the openness, the question of how can I serve, and the being present, and amazing things will happen for you.
That's so true. So true. Now, you've been talking about things, as well as I have, that are information-based markets or business-oriented markets. Does the same thing hold true in, say, tennis or golf or gardening? Do the same principles apply?
Well, why not? People have as much curiosity and information and whatever around tennis. In fact, you mentioned tennis, and we both know somebody who is fanatical about tennis, and that's Don Osborne, right?
Yes.
Well, people that have a passion tend to be excited to get more information, training, help, et cetera, around that passion. So I know he's investing in tennis lessons. I know he's bought information products. He knows more things about tennis balls than I knew existed about tennis balls. I just thought that tennis ball is a tennis ball, but apparently not. You know, all that stuff because he's so avidly interested in it. That can then bring an opening, is even if you're talking to an executive, maybe they and you share a passion. Maybe you can lead them to a resource or a person if you discover that you both have an interest in common. When you're present, remember that last step in there was being present, and so when you are present with somebody, to me, is you then can start to think of, things will pop into your head, oh, I should connect them with so-and-so, or, oh, I know this great solution. Right? So, I mean, that's what I would say. It applies really to anybody. It's not about information marketing, really. It's about getting a result.
And yes. Touching
lives, right?
Yep.
What would you add to all that, Gina?
I think it really can be used in pretty much any market. I think before you actually go out and start doing the stuff to build your business, you've really got to look at the mindset component and really find a way to shift your mindset so that you're not going out there with the mindset of, I got to make sales, I got to make money, I got to make more sales so I can make more money. Mm-hmm. If you start with that mindset, oh, I want a business on my own because it's going to make me rich, you're not going to be able to utilize this whole principle of serving instead of selling.
Right.
If you can start with shifting your energy into, okay, I know that if I just really make a difference, I'm going to make more money. So let me just make a difference and not worry about the money.
Right.
You're going to get the results you want much faster. Too often, and I met a few of these people as well last week, folks believe that if you're really out there serving, that means that you don't charge for your services. You go out and help people and you don't charge them a dime. What you really have to start to understand is this, and this is really important, so you may even want to write this down. If you're giving for free the stuff that people really need, they don't value it enough to even take action on it.
Right.
So just giving something away that you might really be able to sell for thousands of dollars really isn't serving anyone. It's not serving you. It's not serving the person you're giving it to, because you're setting them up to not use it because they don't value it.
Mm-hmm.
By actually charging something for the stuff that they really need, you're actually serving them better.
Yep.
Because it is much more likely that they will actually take action upon it because they're now invested in it. Does that make sense, Rhonda?
It does, and it's such a big deal because I know a lot of people go, well, why do you have this big, you know, expensive program when people are you know, hungry, losing their homes or whatever and different things, and why can't I get this for free or for cheap or whatever, and then I'll get the results and then I'll be this great poster child for you because I got the results because you gave me this program. I'm like, no, it doesn't work that way. You know, it really doesn't serve them as well. They're not going to take action, as you say, or get the results or do any of the things necessary. There really is a universal principle called the law of participation. And if you're not participating in things happening, well, then things really are truly not going to happen for you because you didn't put any energy of your own into it. And it's not that it's about effort or working hard, but it is definitely about putting energy into the result, right?
It really is. Yeah. And you really have to think about it. It's very strategic, right?
Yep.
So you got to start with the outcome that you're looking for. The outcome is much more than I want to make $1 million. It's how much money you want to make, but it's also what do you want for your customers and your prospects? What impact do you want to have on their world? So if you're selling toothpaste, well, maybe the impact is you want them to have whiter teeth. If you're selling information, it's going to be a different outcome. But you really have to think about what you want both for yourself and for them, or you're not going to be able to figure out the way to serve.
Yeah.
So once you know that outcome, you can work your way backwards to figure out what you need to do to be able to serve while making money at the same time. And,
right. You
know, without thinking that through, you are going to make a bunch of mistakes. You're either going to oversell or you're going to overserve, both of which end up making you no money in the end.
Right. I think that's probably one of the hardest concepts for Gina to get, for people to get, don't you, Gina?
I do. It is something that is very much not intuitive.
Mm-hmm. And so many things are intuitive, but that just is not one of them. People have this tendency to want to think, well, you know, if I can give something out and they get a result, that'll be, that'll be better or whatever, and they just really aren't attuned to that because it's such a different way of thinking about what you do and the results that you desire. And
yes.
I also know that people really often don't think through what kind of a result they want to get.
Right. They start with, okay, what's my first step to making $1 million? Well, the first step to making $1 million is to plan the last step of actually making $1 million.
Right. Yeah, and the first step to the million is not just making a dollar. And
uh-huh.
I've heard people say that, well, the first step to making a million is making one. Well, that's a step, and it's an important step. But is it the first step? Well,
no.
Heavens no, because you have to have the plan. The
yeah.
plan is what will bring about other things.
And before you can have the plan, you've got to have the mindset.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. very interesting subject. We do have the chat room open, so if you guys have any questions about those, feel free to jot them down in the chat room, and Len and I will definitely get to those questions live on the show.
Yes.
Now, if you look at anyone who has a massively successful business, look at Oprah, for example. Oprah is probably one of the best examples of a really successful business. Is Oprah on her show every day talking about the stuff you've got to buy?
No.
No. What's she do instead, Rhonda?
She talks about things that touch people's lives. She talks about, a variety. Sometimes it's entertaining, and sometimes it's about a particular star and what's going on with them. And a lot of times it's about things that are really life-changing and important to people.
Yeah, and I'm sure if you've been anywhere in the U.S. for any time at all, you've heard the term the Oprah effect. Can you describe the Oprah effect, Rhonda, and how that works?
I can, and I actually will even do that, yes. The Oprah effect means that whenever Oprah talks about something on her show, that whatever that is automatically gets so much traction, so much play, that it ends up causing, if it's a book, that book can be a bestseller. If it's a situation, it will shed light on it. Just all sorts of things that will happen that would not have happened without them first being on the Oprah show and having that kind of exposure.
Okay. So why does that happen?
Because she is such a magnetic personality and memorable, and people tend to, she has such a tribe following, a massive, massive tribe.
Yeah. And, if you really want to figure out how to serve in a way that sells, go do some recording of the Oprah show sometime.
Uh-huh.
Because that is one of the best examples of someone who's really serving at the same time she is selling.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think Oprah started her show with the idea of, I'm going to create the Oprah effect. She didn't start there. I think she just was a master at getting the fact that if you really give value and strategically along the way have things for people to buy, that the money will follow. So all she had to focus on was really delivering great value.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of it happened on autopilot.
Yes, absolutely. And she really is brilliant at it. And, of course, there always are going to be people who aren't fans of hers or whatever, but it's really not important whether you particularly are a fan of hers, but you can learn so much by observing the way that she does her shows. And there are times when I watch her show specifically with my eyes open to what's going on behind the scenes. Somebody in a position of such tremendous influence as herself, and she really uses that to advantage for important causes, for important changes and understandings that people can have that really are doing amazing things for the world. And I know for a fact that everyone in the world, one way or another, is touched by what she has created and what she has done because of all of the different areas that she's focused on, be it weight loss or be it bullying or abuse, all kinds of different areas.
Yes, exactly. So online, there's a marketer who goes by two names. In the dating niche, his name is David D'Angelo. In the internet marketing niche, he uses his real name, which is Eben Pagan. Eben talks often about a concept that he calls moving the free line. Can you describe what he means by moving the free line, Rhonda?
Well, let me first describe what the free line really means to people, because
yeah,
that may be confusing terms to some folks.
Yes.
So if it's confusing to you, don't worry, because sometimes people hear terms and they go, I feel like I should know this. And no, it's not that you should know it. If you haven't heard it, it's okay. We talk about the free line, and you think about what people will give for free that somebody would want. That's where we're going to just start this understanding for you to help you out. So when you think about if you're giving a special report or you're giving some kind of tips or a class or some training or some information or some solutions or whatever it is. So what had worked a while back was just give away a little, basically like a mini appetizer. I won't even say a full appetizer. Like just give away a bite, and people will be so enamored with that little bite of whatever you've given that they will then be very excited to go and buy the full dinner just based on one taste of fettuccine, right? Well,
exactly.
One taste of fettuccine may make you want more, but it may not. You may go, you know, I don't know. Maybe I need another bite of that. Maybe I need a little bit more because I'm really not sure this fettuccine is going to deliver exactly what I need, right?
Exactly.
Moving the free line is all about giving so much that people would expect to have paid for whatever it is that you're giving them. They would expect to have paid not just $5 worth or $10 worth or whatever, but when they look at your stuff, you want it to be like, wow, I would have expected to pay $47 or $97 or $297 or $497 or whatever for so much value that you have given to me. And a perfect example of that is your challenge model that you use in the 30-day I Am Challenge or 30-day Passion Challenge, and the same model that you then teach to people who are bachelor students in your training programs.
Precisely.
So in moving the free line, the example being the 30-day challenge that Gina has, is you get an entire course that you literally can take the information that's in this free 30-day course and build a business around it. And what you'll probably find is you could use some hand-holding. And who better to hold your hand than the person who can only deliver a bite of fettuccine but gave you the entire meal and instructions to get to the next.
Precisely. And, you know, it's not just a course that I created because I wanted to have a free something or another. I created this course. It's over 850 pages if you printed it all out. I created this course as something that I would sell and then gave it away. See the difference there, Rhonda?
Yeah, it's a huge difference that you could easily sell it, and people would easily pay some big bucks to have, not just because it's 850 pages. So let me just be clear with folks. It's not the volume that's so important, okay, but it's what the result that they can get by the end of it. It's the result of taking the free challenge is that somebody really can build a business using the power of the Internet that can bring them to the life of their dreams.
And exactly.
Help people's lives at the same time, all of those things rolled up into one. So, again, it's not the volume. It's not like, oh, if I wanted to do that, I'd have to create 900 pages or whatever. No, it's nothing about the number of pages or the number of videos or the number of audios or whatever. That's all the feature stuff. It's really and truly about the benefit that brings you the result.
Precisely. There have been people who have gone through the lessons in the 30-day challenge, never bought a single product from me, who have used what they've learned in the challenge to make over $1,000 in a month for the first time ever in their business. Is that worth giving up your name and your email address for?
Yeah, I should think so.
I should think so too, right? And if you were able to make even a dollar from what you've learned in the challenge, are you not going to be much more interested in all of the other products that give you more detail and more help in getting bigger results?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, the whole idea is to move the free line in a way that really shows people that what you're sharing with them gives them whatever result they're looking for. It might be a small result, but they know that it works. And they know that deep down inside, they're thinking, well, holy cow, if I got all this stuff for free, I wonder how much more I'm going to get if I spend money with this person. They know you. They trust you at a whole different level when you help them get a result, even a small one, first, before you've even asked them to open their wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, would it be okay for me to show people how to make that a little bit more effortless than it probably sounds right now to them?
Yeah, and I want to do one more thing before you do that.
Right.
Not only is the person that you just served more likely to go on and buy something from you, but if you really help them to get a result and they now know, like, and trust you, when they're out talking to their friends, their family, their coworkers, the people they come in contact with, they're out there talking about themselves, and they're likely to talk about the result you just helped them to get.
Uh-huh.
It's going to blow the other person away that they're talking to, and that person's going to say, holy cow, how'd you do that? And what's the response going to be? Well, I just used this thing or this thing. I just used
right.
Gina's challenge. That's all I did. I just followed what she told me. And what's going to happen? The person they just told that to is going to come over and sign up for the challenge with the expectation that they're going to get a result too.
Right.
And before you know it, that's what's really created what I call an evangelist for your business.
Right.
Not somebody who's out finding your affiliate program, registering so that they can get paid to tell people. Then they're going out and saying, you got to buy this. I'm going to make some money from it. No, they're just talking about themselves. And because they're talking about the result you got for them, they're sending people your way. That is the ultimate in viral marketing, Rhonda. That's
yes.
what viral marketing is all about. Not some stupid little YouTube video. It's
yeah.
about creating evangelists that tell everybody they know just because they're talking about themselves.
Yes, absolutely, because they're sharing. In fact, that's what I was talking with Pete about yesterday. I said it's that success stories and people sharing their success so that other people get excited and interested, not for an affiliate commission. That's the kind of thing that you really want. And so that's why you move the free line. And so as I was talking about getting the most leverage out of it is that you really do everything you can when somebody says, wow, I made my first dollar, or wow, I made $682 this month, or whatever, you know, or wow, I really improved my tennis swing, or holy cow, I knocked so many strokes off my golf score, or whatever your particular area is, right? When they get that result, and then you say, well, look at here, so-and-so is, you know, just wrote a post about how they did that, or they just put a comment here about whatever result they got. It's just so powerful for their success to bring you more customers. And all you did was give something hugely valuable away for free. And the idea being that you don't need to create 8 or 10 different programs. You just have your one program that you're giving away, and it keeps you from having to be in constant creating a free stuff mode that people get into.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing that that really does is it makes your life so much easier. Especially when you're just getting started online. If you're following all the stuff the gurus tell you to do, you've got your Twitter account, your Facebook account, your blog, your website, a different website for each product. Before you know it, you've got 10 to 12 different places that you could send traffic. And now you're all confused. Oh, God, which one do I tell this person to go to?
Right.
If you're doing it the way that we're talking about, you send traffic to just one place, that free thing that really is an example of moving the free line, whether it's from your Twitter account, your Facebook account, other social networking sites you belong to, from your emails, from your whatever. All the traffic goes to that one free thing that's really moving the free line, and it becomes your traffic director.
Yep.
You don't have to figure out where to send different people. They'll figure it out on their own when you're
right.
really using this example of moving the free line. It really is the easy button if you're building a business that uses the power of the Internet.
Yes, and it doesn't matter what business that you're in, what results you're giving. It's not only for the make money type of stuff, and we're not really in the make money online niche per se anyway. It's much more personal development the way that we handle
yeah,
things.
Absolutely, and you know, works the same way whether you're in the tennis niche, the gardening niche, the golf niche, whatever. Anyone can use the challenge model to create a series of lessons, each one leading to a different product, each one focusing on a slightly different aspect of a problem or a slightly different problem that your audience has, and it becomes the traffic director for everything else you have to sell. Whether that means products that are yours things you're selling as an affiliate, physical products that you're selling as an affiliate or a drop shipper, or even services. Anything you want to sell, you can use this model to sell easily, almost effortlessly, really.
Right. Yeah, I mean, how cool is that to get as close to effortless as possible? And you really can. It's, don't get caught up in this thing that it has to be hard work. Is there energy put into it? Yeah. I mean, you don't just sit on your butt and money rolls in, certainly. But it doesn't have to be hard work and toil and labor and into it, right?
Right. And, you know, one of the biggest things that happens when you're doing it this way is something that I don't think enough entrepreneurs really understand. If you had an offline business making physical products, let's say you just created this candy bar, and it is the best candy bar in the world. The way you're going to make money is not by selling your candy bar for $1,000. What's going to make you money is to sell the candy bar for $1 and expect that the person is going to fall in love with the candy bar so that they're going to buy 1,000 of them over the next 2 years. Or from the candy bar, they're going to say, I wonder what else you can sell me, and look for the other things that you've got. Well, that only happens if they actually eat the candy bar, right? They don't ever eat the candy bar, no matter what price it is, $1 or $1,000, they're not ever going to buy anything else.
Right.
So when you're moving the free line, what really happens is you're doing something that gets people to consume your products at much higher rates. And the reason it will make you more money in the end is because of the consumption as well as the evangelism that occurs when they do that. You won't create evangelists if they don't ever consume your products. And people online forget this all the time. Most internet marketers never think about someone consuming their book. And I'll tell you, if they're not consuming it, they're not going to buy anything else at all.
Right. That's so true. What a great conversation about turning service into sales conversions and into changing lives and bringing your dreams into your reality.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for getting this all set up and having another great topic for us to talk about here on Relationship Marketing 101. Rhonda and I will be back next week with another fabulous episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Hope to see you all back here then. Have a great week.
Come back next week for Relationship Marketing 101. Join us at Directions University, www.directionsu.com, for passion-powered results.